I feel like I need to say this
before
we get started. These altars are always open. If you feel a need, or even if you just want to come and pray. And if you feel God tugging at your heart at any part of the service, you just come. Just come to this altar. And he'll help you.
I guarantee you.
We can't wait till the end of the service to come to the altar. When God's dealing with you, that's when you come to the altar. You got to come when God is convicting you. That's when you come to the altar. If you want to receive victory tonight, you come when God, the Holy Ghost, is convicting your heart. That's when you need to come. If you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, begin with verse 8. First Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8. I'd like to thank the church for having me. It's a real honor and privilege. It's an honor and privilege to be in the presence of God. What an honor and privilege it is to be in His holy presence. Just to be in the very presence of the Almighty God. I'm so unworthy. I am a sinful man. I am wicked in my heart. But thank God, He loved me enough to let me be in His presence. He loved me enough to convict my heart and save me. And that, my friend, is the greatest testimony of them all. It's not that He raised me from physical death. He's done that to Lazarus. That's no big deal for him. He raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. No big deal to him. But friend, when He raises you up from spiritual damnation, when he raises you up from spiritual darkness, when He raises you up from the dead, that is the greatest miracle of all.
Amen.
Let us read in 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 8. Shall we stand in reverence to the reading of the Word of God? It says in verse number 8, for now we live if ye stand fast in the Lord. Thank you. You may be seated.
Bless the Lord.
God bless you, God. It stands to reason that I am in a wheelchair because I can't walk or even stand up.
Let me explain.
But in spite of
my physical disability,
God gave me the ability to stand up,
stand
out,
and stand firm,
and stand firm
for
Jesus.
Tonight.
Can I tell you tonight
that
you too
need
to stand up,
stand
out,
and stand
firm
for Jesus.
For Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. In today's modern age. Let me just tell you this. In order to be saved, first, we must stand up for Jesus. In today's modern age that we live in, we are more willing to stand up for things we believe in that are morally correct, such as civil rights, pro-life, the sanctity of marriage, and the list goes on and on. And let me just tell you this. We need enough backbone inside of us to stand up for those moral things. You know what? I'm telling you. We've got a lot of wimps in America. They're not willing to stand up for the sanctity of marriage. They're not willing. Let me just tell you this. Our society today reminds me, I feel preaching coming on. Today's society reminds me of the hypocrites that were in the temple. The Bible says that they believed in Jesus, but they would not come out openly and publicly and stand up for him, because the Bible says that they loved the praise of men rather than they loved the praise of God. And we need some people that love Jesus more than they love their job. We need some people that love Jesus more than they love anything in this world. You know what? That's why we don't see people standing up against the gay lifestyle. That's why we don't see people standing up for all-out downright murder of an innocent baby. I'm not going to call it abortion. I'm just going to call it straight out murder. They ought to put the doctors in an insane asylum.
Amen.
Taking a life of an innocent child. We need to stand up against these things, no matter if people criticize us, no matter if they make fun of us, no matter if they tease us, no matter if they pull out their political brains or viewpoints. No matter what they say, we need
to have some old-fashioned Holy Ghost-filled people that will stand up for these moral and Christian principles that our country was founded upon. How we need to stand up for things we believe in that are correct. The Bible. I went to school. When I went to school, they all said, yeah, I believe in Jesus.
I'm a Christian.
But yet, when they stood before their friends in school, and the times it comes for them that they should choose to stand up for things that are correct morally. I remember we used to have several discussions on this. And the teachers couldn't get too deep into it. Because the separation of church and state. But listen to me. Just because the teachers couldn't say anything didn't mean that the students couldn't say anything. That's good preaching right there. And you don't know how many kids that I seen that just sided with the crowd. They wouldn't say yes or no. They just sided with the majority of the crowd. And I and a friend of mine were like the only two that I could immediately think of that stood up for moral principles in our school. Young people, you need to be stronger. You need to show your friends how to live right. You need to show you're a Christian and lift your voice and not be ashamed of his name and stand up for moral principles once again. However, you cannot get to heaven on moral principles alone. Just these things. Yes, these things are good to stand up for. We need to stand up for the sanctity of marriage. We need to stand up for pro-life and civil rights and all this. But even the moral man will be cast in to hell's fire. We need to stand up for Jesus Christ once again. How can you stand up and hold protests and things in America for things that are morally correct and then not stand up for the one who built the moral principles? We need to stand up for Jesus and be recognized as one of his own. The Bible says in Romans 10:9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth. Did you hear that? That's how we stand up for Jesus. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The Bible says in Romans 10:13. It says, for whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But for some reason today, people in the 21st century don't want to come to the altar these days. Got quiet on that one. We don't want to come to the altar these days because of our pride. That's what keeps us from standing up. Let me just say this.
Just suppose.
And this could really happen one day too.
Just suppose.
That God healed me right now.
Wouldn't
it be foolish for me to say, I'm too prideful. I don't want to get out of this wheelchair. I'm too prideful. Wouldn't that be foolish? And here, today, God is wanting to reach down and touch your heart and heal your soul and heal your body and deliver you from addiction down. Now it's foolish for you to sit there and not want to come down to an old fashioned altar and come to Jesus, because we don't want to stand up for Jesus. But I ask you, how can you stand up for Jesus out in the world if you can't stand up for Jesus right here at the altar? Because here is the easiest place to stand up for him. If you can, come to the altar and stand up for Jesus, then how will you be able to stand up for him out in the world, out at school, out in the workplace, amongst your family members, and amongst your friends? It's here at the altar is where I learn to stand.
I can't get past this.
Why is it?
Every time
the preacher
tells
the sinner,
come to the altar.
Jesus loves you.
And he'll save your soul.
When the Christian,
don't come to the altar.
It's hard enough to get
them to come to church. Let alone
come
to the altar. If we
expect
the sinners to get rid of their pride, then we need to first get rid of our pride. We need to stand up for Jesus because he loved you and me so much that he was willing to be beaten and hung up on a cross by his hands and his feet so that we could stand up and be recognized as one of his own. Aren't you glad that on the third and glorious morning, Jesus stood up and walked out of that tomb and is alive forevermore? And because he stood up and walked out of the tomb, we can stand up for Jesus. And bless God, I might not be able to stand up physically, but through the power of the blood and through I said the power of the blood, we ought to shout right there, because there's still power in the blood of Jesus. There's still power, wonder, working power in the blood of the Lamb. It's more powerful than any sheep or ram or goat or pigeon or turtle dove. It's much more powerful than any of that blood combined. This blood has the power to heal those who are sick. This blood has the power to deliver those who are afflicted with addiction like drugs and alcohol and smoking and gambling. It still has the power to set you free from anything that you're dealing with tonight. It still has power. It saves your soul. And through his power, through his blood, and through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can stand up for Jesus. Will you stand up for Jesus and be recognized as one of his own? What will you do? Will you stand up with him? Will you stand up for him? Will you stand up? Don't just sit there. But will you stand up for Jesus? Will you? There's one
Will you stand up for Jesus? Will you stand up for Jesus and praise His name? Will you stand up for Jesus? Will you stand out for Jesus? And will you stand firm for Jesus? In the Bible, in the book of Acts, Stephen was a man that was persecuted for standing up, standing out, and standing firm for Jesus. As he's being put to death by stoning. I can see there for a moment or two. He couldn't feel the stones hitting him. He couldn't hear the people laughing and mocking him as he looked up and he said, "Behold, I see the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." And I could picture Jesus leaning over and saying to his father concerning Stephen, "He is one of them that stood up, stood out, and stood firm." And because Stephen stood up for Jesus, Jesus stood up for him. And if you stand up for Jesus, if you'll just take a stand, He will stand up for you. And I have the hope and the faith that one day Jesus will lean over and say to his father concerning me, even though he was in a wheelchair, even though he had muscular dystrophy, even though his friends left him in high school, even though the doctors gave him no hope, even though the doctors said he'd only live past, never live past two, even though they all gave up on him, I pray that he would say concerning me, "He is one of them that stood up, stood out, and stood firm." And because he gave me the ability to stand up for him, when I see him, I will finally be out of this wheelchair and be able to stand up for Jesus. Whether you stand up, stand out, and stand firm for Jesus in this life or not, one day, everyone in here will stand before Him on Judgment Day. And on that day, will He say to His Father concerning you, "He is one of them that stood up, stood out, and stood firm."
She is one of them that stood up,
stood out,
and stood firm in her end, thou good and faithful servant. Or will he say to you, I never saw you stand up for me.
Oh, who stood up for moral things?
You stood up for moral things.
But not one time.
But not one time did I see you stand up for me. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity, for I never knew you. So I ask you, will you stand up and stand out and stand firm for him? Remain standing as heads are bowed. You're already standing. Now, would you come to the altar? Would you come? Right now. You don't have to wait till the music plays. You come. If you're here tonight, I'm wondering if there's any in here tonight that are struggling to stand up. Jesus, my friend, will help you stand up for him. How about it? Right now. Maybe there's some in here that's facing a storm in their life, and it's hard to stand firm for him. But child, if you'll come and hold on to the horns of the altar, he'll help you to stand firm right now as people are coming. Why don't you come? How about it? Would you come right now? He'll help you.
Lift high his royal banner.
The altars are open. You come right now. I feel him in this place. How about it, friend? Would you come? Help this young man pray right now. There's people coming. Why don't you come? Young people, this altar is open for you. Young men, young ladies, this altar call is not to the adults only, but it's for you too. An adult is not for the youth only, but you come too. Right now, you come. I wonder if there's any in here that'll say, preacher, I'm lost. I'm living in sin. I'm just sitting here, sitting in my miserable, pitiful life. I'm sitting in my sin. How about it? Right now. Take a stand and stand up for Jesus. You may be a good man. You may be a good woman. But right now, when you stand up for Jesus, would you come? Right now, he'll help you to stand. And if you stand up for Jesus, he'll stand up for you.
Stand up for Jesus. The strife will not be long. This day the noise of battle,
and that's the faith of God can help you pray. Would you come
to him that overcomes?
Help those that are around the altar.
A crown of life shall be. He will. with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Are you facing a battle? And you don't know what to do? He'll help you to stand firm. And young ladies and young men, teenagers, if you're having a hard time being different in school, if you're having a hard time in just trying to fit in with the crowd, Jesus is here tonight, and He'll help you to stand out for Him. You come, be different than the world. You come, live for Him.
Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God.
How about it? Are you standing on the promises of God? Thank Him tonight that you're still standing. I may have fought a battle. I may have went through the storm, but praise God, I'm still standing upon His promises.
I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Get your hymn book, turn to page 329. Let's begin again in verse number 3 and sing out the rest of the song tonight. If you're standing on the promises of God, sing unto the Lord. Let this place ring with His praises tonight.
Standing on the promises I now can see, perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to Him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
I like this verse right here. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall.
Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises.
Here we go, church.
Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Give the Lord a praise tonight. Amen. Boy, I tell you what, how many of you are glad you came to church tonight? Whew, glory, hallelujah. Boy, don't you just like to be under the spigot where God just begins to pour out? Praise the Lord. I tell you, after this tonight, I believe we can storm the gates of hell with a water gun, couldn't we? Amen. Standing for Jesus tonight. Amen. I hope we've made a pact with God tonight. We're going to leave this place different from when we walked in. Hey, our workplace is going to be different tomorrow. Our schools are going to be different tomorrow. Our home's going to be different tonight when we get home, because we're going to stand up for Jesus. Boy, I tell you, have you enjoyed Brother Jacob Berry preaching tonight? Amen.